Guys, hello, welcome.
Hi.
If you're in an elevator with me or just any random stranger, what's like the elevator pitch for Rough Sleepers? How do you sell it?
Rough Sleepers offers a one-stop shop pampering service. We work with Pets in the Park, a group of volunteer vets, to provide vet care, washing, grooming, dog food for the month, but also a cup of tea, a conversation, people getting together to provide those services to homeless people who don't have access to those services.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if this is maybe an ignorant question. Something I've always noticed with, I guess, the relationship between pets and people that are homeless, I always wonder where, do people have these pets before they become homeless and then they're just living together? Or is it often that people will be homeless and then acquire a pet sort of later on?
We have heard the background stories. We've made a documentary about it, and usually they own them before. Sometimes they come into their lives when they are sleeping rough. But one thing's for sure, their pet is their whole world. The bond that they have with their dogs is incredible. And why we started this idea is I'm an academic, but previously I also worked as head of research at Mission Australia, and we had a project where we were providing housing to homeless people, and those that own dogs, and there's a lot of them, refused the housing because there's no crisis accommodation that takes pets.
Right.
So they would rather go homeless and keep their dog than to just accept crisis accommodation.
Yeah, and do you guys find that sort of through what you're doing, it not only is it sort of, I guess, the dog gets something out of it in that it's getting washed and stuff, but then that in turn sort of has an effect on the owner's well-being and that they're not like worried sick about their pet kind of thing?
Yeah, the thing is that many of those people that we help have lost their trust in the society for different reasons, for abuses, violence, and the pet is their only thing they have left in their life. So if we manage to help the dog or the cat, we help the person because we create a connection with this person. And if I may add, if I can add something else to what Bronwyn say, from their stories, the most of the cat and dogs that they own, they are rescue. And it's like a person meets a pet in a very difficult moment. Both are having difficult moments and they come together and they try to get on together.
Mm-hmm.
Love of the pets, the dogs, is a marvellous point of connection for us to create a coming together of dog lovers, not of, you know, we're a paternalistic sort of charity and you need my help. We're all in it together and we all love the animal and we all sit around and have a yarn and talk about dogs and their personality and whatever. It's the model, it's a much more empowering and respectful way to deal with people, because basically Sydney is really expensive.
Yeah.
There, by the grace of God, will go all of us at the moment. We've had a jump of 70% in homelessness in the city of Sydney. A lot of these people are young people. They just can't afford to live here. So this is no judgment whatsoever. And we really respect their love of their pet, and we have a really positive relationship and a really great afternoon together.
Yeah, and I think that's something really important, right? Because I know there's probably a thing, I think, where people sort of find it a bit hard to engage with a topic like homelessness without sort of being maybe accidentally condescending kind of thing. So would you say, is there like any general tip for people that do want to help out, but without them sort of in turn then, yeah, sort of offending or being condescending?
Well, I would say don't do like if they don't exist. Say hi, say good day, have a good day, engage with them. And you can become one of our volunteers. Roof Sleepers meets every last Sunday of the month in Darling Hurst. And what we do is washing the dogs, but we also have volunteers that bake for us, so we are able to give something really tasty both to the person and to the dog. So they bake muffins but also dog biscuits.
Yeah, right.
And we have a couple of hours together with those people and their pets.
Well, the initiative, yeah, it's called Rough Sleepers. If you want to go check out, yeah, exactly.
R-U-F-F.
R-U-F-F, that's the important detail. There's going to be a beach party fundraiser coming up. I guess just in like 2 seconds, details for that that people need to know?
Yes, 29th, this Saturday night at the most beautiful panoramic spot, picturesque spot in Sydney, the Harbourside Beach, Greenwich Baths. Blue Fit have kindly given us that space for the night. It's going to be a great big barbecue, and we're going to show this marvellous film that won the British Film Awards called A Street Cat Named Bob. And barbecue, wine, fun, 6 p.m. Greenwich Baths. That's kind of near North Sydney. Please come, everybody. Go to the website Rough Sleepers on Facebook, R-U-F-F.
Bronwyn,
Rough.
Linda, thanks so much
for
coming
in.
Thank you.